for our sins.
Well, good morning, and I also want to greet those that are watching us online. That, knowing how cold it is, we are grateful that we do have technology as well as a warm building to meet in. Ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing number 67, The Love of God. Number 67, the words are on the screen as well. Is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win his erring child. He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When years of time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. His grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we within the oceans fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. May be seated. Well, this is the opportunity to share any praises or prayer requests that you may have that you would like to share with the congregation this morning. Don't really have any that I'm aware of to add besides those that are on our sheet. Does anyone have any requests or praises this morning? Okay, I'll just highlight a couple. Notice there are two from the bottom. Victory Center is looking for some young people to serve cabin leaders this week. So any young people that maybe would be, or not this week, but this summer. It'll be a cold week of camp this week. But this summer, if you're interested in working as a cabin leader at Victory Center, and also they are still searching for a new director with the Taves transitioning, so could be in prayer for that. Continue to pray for Debbie Pullman and her family. And if nothing else, then we'll go ahead and pray. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the ability and the freedom to come and worship you this morning. We thank you for each one who is here with us, and we thank you for their safety and coming in. We pray that you would be with those who cannot be here with us in person. We pray especially for those that are having to be outside and working with livestock and with the extreme cold temperatures. We pray for safety for them, for their livestock. I pray their equipment works the way it needs to. We pray that everyone's heat would continue to work, and we thank you for a warm building that we have to gather together in this morning. We pray that you would be with the requests that we have on our sheet, and we thank you for the privilege of bringing these to you in prayer. We thank you for the confidence we have that you are aware of each situation and exactly what the needs are in each case. We pray that you would continue to be with Debbie, be an encouragement to her, provide strength for her during this time. We pray that you would be with others in our congregation that are dealing with health needs. We pray for healing for them. We pray for recovery for those that are dealing with possible post-surgery or on the recovery side of illness. We pray that you would continue to protect us and keep us healthy with still the issues of COVID that we have. We pray that you'd be with the ministries that we have the opportunity to support through this church. We thank you for the ministry at Victory Center and for the many young people whose lives are impacted by that ministry. We pray that you would provide the leaders that they need for the cabins for this summer. And we pray that you would bring in the right person or the right couple to step into the director role there at that camp. We thank you for the faithful service of the Taves over so many years there at Victory Center. And we know that you are preparing the right person to come and step into that role, and we just pray that you would work out those details. We think this month of the UNRUs, as there are missionaries for the month of February, and we thank you for the work that they're involved in Mexico. We think of their health needs that both Paul and Eunice have some issues with their health. And we think of the challenge with Paul balancing his teaching load and also doing some of the bookkeeping work. And as they prepare for a transition of their daughter-in-law and her children moving back to the United States and them being alone there at home, but also, as they've indicated, no other missionaries in their immediate area, we do pray that you would provide some good friends for them, that there would be other believers in their area that can come alongside them and provide encouragement and fellowship. We pray that you continue to provide for the financial needs of their ministry. We pray for all of the various opportunities that our church has for supporting ministries in our country and around the world, and also the ministries we have here through our church. We pray that you would continue to be with Club Rock as they have a few weeks remaining of their year, and we pray that you would keep teachers and volunteers healthy, and we pray that would be a great opportunity in the next few weeks to just implant your truth in the minds and the hearts of the children who are part of that ministry. Pray that you'd be with youth group, and we thank you for the young people that faithfully come out and are part of that, and be with Derek and Kelly and others that help with leading youth group. We pray that you'd be with Pastor Jim as he brings our message to us this morning. I pray that you would speak clearly through him, and that we would receive the message that you have for us this morning, that we would be attentive to it and apply it in our lives. We do pray for our country. We thank you for the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have here. We do pray that you would give wisdom and discernment and guidance to our elected officials from the highest office in the land all the way down to even those at the local level and everywhere in between, whether it's an elected office or appointed office, the judicial branch as well as legislative and executive. We pray for the people of our country and the political divide that we have. And after the acquittal in the Senate yesterday, there are strong feelings on both sides of that, and we just pray that you would work within our nation to bring a desire and a willingness among not only our elected officials but among the voters to seek to put the best interest of our country first and not necessarily the best interest of our party or what we may personally prefer. And for those of us who are Christians, we pray that we would be mindful of seeking to always put your will first ahead of any other political considerations. We do pray that you would bless the offerings of this church. We thank you for those who faithfully support it, and we pray that we would be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with individually and corporately as a body. We pray that you would just be with each of us as your ambassadors, your representatives, the salt and light that you've called us to be. We pray that we would each be mindful each day of the opportunities that you give to us to be a witness for you with those that we come in contact with. We pray that we would seek to intentionally grow in our relationship with you, and that we would seek to show your love to others. And we thank you for the privilege of being your children. Today, as we celebrate Valentine's Day and we think about romantic love, we're also reminded, most importantly, of the greatest gift of love ever in history, the gift of your Son, Jesus, the gift of forgiveness for our sins, the gift of being reconciled to you, of having a relationship with you now and for eternity. Thank you so much for that love, for that gift, and for the promises of your word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Stand and worship together this morning.
He came to live a perfect life. He came to be the living Word of life. He came to die so we'd be reconciled. He came to rise. Thank you.
I'm glad that you all chosen to join us today, despite the chill factor that we have to deal with.
Lovely on the mountain.
let your light light up your face, shine on us. Lord, let your light light up your face, shine on us, that we your light shine on us. Lord, let your grace, grace from your hand fall on us. Lord, let your grace, grace from your
celebrate Valentine's Day today and think about love. We are reminded that it was you who loved us first and that your love pursues us. Thank you that it was by your love that your Son came and that we can be saved, that he is the one who brings us into your family through the working of your Holy Spirit, and that is your Spirit and your Word that brings us light to our path. Mm-hmm. Father, as we look into your Word right now, open our hearts and minds. May we understand again and again the work that you have done on our behalf and the work that you're doing in us, so that we may hear at the end of our days, well done,